Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Been a nice weekend
so far. Yeah, finally get some, the weather's finally turning, thank God.
Yeah, went to a burlesque show on Friday night, so that was
pretty
cool.
I heard Emily saw you guys
right.
There.
Yeah, we got to see Emily there. That was nice. It was fun.
We just watched Captain Marvel, and then she went to that with her friends. And I went home to basically babysit. It's not that I wouldn't have been interested. Just she was going with her friends, and she asked me if I could babysit. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Go have fun.
It's a good time.
She doesn't get out much.
Fun. Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, even when I do get out, she's like, I never know anybody, so it's kind of cool seeing you guys out here.
Yeah, she said she was real excited for that. So today, we are going to be going over some Teen Titans books. Actually, Teen Titans: The Terror of Trigun, to be specific. However,
try saying that 10 times fast.
No, I'm good.
Teen Titans: Terror of Trigun.
Yeah,
actually, it wouldn't be so bad.
Oh, jeez. However, before we get to that, I'm gonna go over.
You're gonna go over
the issues between. So, you have my copy of The Terror of Trigun.
Correct.
That's what you read. I was able to track down the newer editions of what they've been putting out of the collected editions of the Tales from Teen Titans, or just the Teen Titans.
Gotcha.
That they've been re-releasing here recently. And so after, what was it? After the Judas Contract, Terror of Trigun came out. So that was the next
big arc.
Yeah, the next story arc that they were going to have. The thing is, the issues we're reading, or issues we will be covering, is going out of the Teen Titans Series 2, whereas they kept going on with the Tales of the Teen Titans, and they were running concurrently.
Oh, so as the storylines were actually going between them?
Like, no.
Oh, thank God.
Well, yes and no. Because...
Okay, look, was it like Maximum Carnage, where like you had to read...
No.
Okay.
No.
Because see, that was a pain in the ass.
We'll get to there in a couple years.
I got them. I mean,
well, I know. I got the trade, so... No, so... The Tales was still coming out while Teen Titans Series 2 was coming out.
The new Teen Titans.
The new Teen Titans Series 2 was coming out, yeah, whatever. Yeah. The messed up thing is that chronologically, this takes place before a lot of the events here.
Yes.
In the from issue 45 to 58 of Tales. However, canonically, this takes place after this. Trigun takes place after Tales.
I got what you meant. They released these at the same time or ish.
Those
came out first.
Well,
but...
and because after I read Judas Contract with Emily, like they had leading up into the wedding with Terry and Donna. They had Cyborg's grandparents showing, alluding to them coming in, and then they never really had any.
Would that be his half grandparents?
No, because one was a toaster. Kidding on that one.
Grandpa, you got a lot of explaining to do.
The one thing I found interesting, though, was that, and we will get into this more in depth as we record, the issues of New Teen Titans, they don't allude to anything with Terra. Like, they don't...
They mention her once.
They mention her once. But they don't talk about the fallout from that and Gar's, reaction to everything. They don't address... Like, as of this issue, Jericho is just now a member.
Yeah, okay, that threw me off too, because I had no idea who the hell he was.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't read Judas.
Correct. And I haven't gotten that far in our podcast.
Oh.
Dude, don't judge me.
I'm not judging you.
I can't
There's
listen to him at work like you can.
I get that. It's fine. It's fair.
And I'm not there to record everyone.
That's like I'm the one to record it. I don't have to. I listen to it, so I find my mistakes.
No, I was actually listening to it at work the other day. And I work with an older lady. Mm-hmm. She's close to retirement age. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
And she walks out there and she's like, who are you talking to? And I'm like, I'm not talking to anybody. I was like, I'm listening to something. And she's like, well, I heard you talking to somebody. You guys were having a conversation. I'm like, well, it's a podcast. And she's like, oh, I don't even know anything about that kind of stuff.
But never mind.
Yep. And she just walked back into her.
Nice.
But awesome. I've since then started wearing my headphones in. which makes it difficult to listen to her talk while I'm trying to listen to us talk. So, like, I'm constantly pausing and unpausing it.
That's fair.
So I usually only do it when either I'm not in the office area of the lab or I'm out in my press room, you know.
Dude, yeah, so there's no one to bother you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do on this first episode here is I'm just going to go over just a quick synopsis of the next 13 issues. Because this stuff, like I said, leads into the new Teen Titans arc that we're reading. And there was a couple of things, especially there's like a scene with Lilith where they're like, I think in the second issue, where they're saying, oh, Lilith, sorry about what happened before.
Yeah.
And it's like, no big deal, Dick, it's fine. And it's and have the asterisk of, go check out Teen Titans number 54. It's like, oh, I guess it is kind of important I read these.
Damn it.
So,
Without further ado.
Yes, so I'm just going to, like I said, I'm going to do a quick run through. The first issue is Gar, basically, he's pissed off at the Titans because of Terra. He's having trust issues, and anytime he wants to talk about anything, including her, none of the other Titans want to talk to him about it. Like, they were duped just as well.
And just so we're clear, Gar is a changeling.
Sorry.
It's hard to keep up, you know, because, like, especially, like, if people are used to watching, you know, like...
any of the Teen Titans shows on now.
Yeah.
And I don't even... I've just now started watching Titans. They haven't introduced Beast Boy or Garfield in that yet, but I'm also only, like, halfway through the first episode, so...
I haven't watched any of it yet.
So. You don't have DC Universe, so you can't watch it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you do, so I still might be able to.
Maybe. You can't watch it on any, like, PlayStation or anything.
Oh, that sucks. So,
I don't even think it's on Roku or anything.
Really?
Yeah. As far as I know, you can only watch it on, like, a tablet, a computer.
Or a smartphone. I have one of those.
Okay, jackass. Anyway, yeah, so... Changeling is having issues with the Titans because they don't want to talk to him about Terra. At the same time, Cyborg's grandparents show up and they're kind of kooky, which is kind of fun. Like, I actually enjoyed them throughout these issues.
Did they come into prominence in the story of why they're there, or was it just kind of like a...
they're there to visit.
Okay.
Because they inevitably break into his apartment.
The grandparents do?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
They pick the lock to go into this apartment, which is pretty funny.
That's awesome. Skills all grandparents have, just so you guys know.
Well, these two were, like, apparently some... I'm not going to say con artists, but, like, this is something they did on a regular basis, apparently.
Nice.
Which is pretty badass. Like, I know she slaps him across the face. It's like, I don't care if you're some hotshot superstar, but you don't speak to your grandparents like that. Because I think he basically told him to get... your stupid house plants out of my apartment and just get out as well. So, like, that was pretty awesome. And then there is a storyline at the end here we'll touch on, that they're there for that. And that is Cyborg-centric. As this is also going on, we get Aqualad and Aquagirl. They show up. They're having some issues with Hive. Apparently they tried to take over Atlantis by changing the biology of the Atlanteans. So that they can't survive in water, but they need water, obviously, because they're Atlanteans. So they're able to get Teen Titans to help, basically kick Hive out of Atlantis. Also, while this is going on, Jericho and Raven are not getting close, but she feels a connection to him that she isn't feeling with anybody else.
Especially when she looks him in the eyes.
Oh. That's... Yes. For whatever reason, like, she is...
It's because he doesn't say much and he really listens.
Well, in a way, yes. But just by him not being able to talk, he can still, you know, emote.
Yeah.
And she is very appreciative of that. So much so that she's trying to learn sign language for him. And that's another reason why I wanted to touch on these, because Raven shows up to a point in these issues, and then we don't see her again until Terra Trigon. What else is going on here? They kick Hive out. Yay. Hive is bad. That happens. Oh, we are seeing early signs of Raven being controlled or not having complete control of her Trigon self. Like, Trigon is seeping in.
Dead as blood.
Because she pops into the Hive base and almost kills all the Hive agents that were attacking Aqua Girl and kind of lashes out on Aqualad himself. And then once she realizes what's going on, she ghosts out.
Sorry, every time I hear Aqualad, I laugh because it's fucking hilarious.
Well, it's not the best of names.
I'm Aquaman. This is my nephew, Aqualad. How are you folks doing today?
Nice. Let's see here. Garfield, Beast Boy, Changeling, whatever you want to call him.
Whatever you want to call him.
Whatever you want to call him. He is, again, lashing out. He's to the point where like he's about ready to fight the Titans because now they want to talk to him, but he's at the point now where it's like, fuck you guys. How come now I have to talk when you didn't want to talk before? Like, you can't force me to. There is this girl that shows up in Titan's Tower named Jillian. I didn't get around to looking as to where she was from, but I'm assuming she was an old girlfriend of Garfield's in the past, and then she like left with her father to go overseas or something, and she came back. I mean, I know she's, I think she shows up at least one time in The Terror of Trigon. I could be wrong. I might be mixing stories together. Again, I read 20 issues in like a week leading up into this, so. But I know she's there to kind of help steady Garfield. He's in a bad way, and he is looking forward to Deathstroke's court hearing. Because he wants, obviously, Deathstroke to hang for what he did to Terra, for what he did to the Titans, and for what he did to him. Apparently, back in like early issues when they first fought him, Deathstroke killed Garfield. Killed Beast Boy. Or Changeling. Did not... I never knew that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, and the only way that he was able to survive was the Amazon magic. Like, Donna Troy was able to have some Amazons. Like, she took her to... took him to, I think, Paradise Island or Themyscira and saved him. It's one of those things where I'm like, I never knew he actually died. That was kind of both fun and terrifying to find out.
Well, see, what happened was they weren't sure how the readers felt about him until after they tried to kill him off, and then they got in enough letters where they were like, no, you got to bring him back. And they're like, all right, how are we going to do this, guys?
We get a quick issue of these robots called Recumbents. Recumbents? Hold on. Recombatants. There we go. I know words. They're just a bunch of androids with feelings.
We've covered enough of that.
Basically, it's all they all really are.
We've covered enough of that in the Avengers. We don't need any more of that now.
We're never going to get enough of that. One thing of note is Changeling, he told Donna and Terry that they could get married at his house, which is Dayton Manor. Steve Dayton, who was Mento from Doom Patrol, who basically adopted Garfield. So he's setting that up.
Yeah, just a note of ignorance. I don't even know who the Doom Patrol is.
Well, if I ever decide to give you my DC Universe stuff, and you can log into that, you could watch the new Doom Patrol TV show that has Brendan Fraser as Robot Man. Yeah, it looks kind of cool.
Robot Man?
Yeah.
Robot Man.
Timothy Dalton as... Oh, crap. What's his name? The wheelchair guy.
Professor Xavier?
No. No. I mean, Doom Patrol is basically a knockoff X-Men, which is sad, but it is. So.
But Robot Man? Like, yeah. That was what they came up with for his name. But he's kind of like a robot, and he's in the shape of a man, so we're going to call him Robot Man.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, Batman I get. Spider-Man, sure. Superman, yes.
Wonder Woman? Yeah.
Okay, but Robot Man.
He's a robot that's a man. What?
That's lazy. Yeah. Like, at least Cyborg, they called Cyborg, you know? I mean...
Well, Cyborg's in it, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Different Cyborg, obviously.
Yeah, because heaven forbid DC keeps any of their shows fucking... Sorry. Yeah.
At least... I would say at least they have all the rights to their shows.
Do they?
Yeah. Marvel doesn't have all the rights to theirs.
Yeah, but they still put out better content. Well, movie-wise, I guess.
We'll agree, disagree on that one.
Movie-wise. And they actually, they're still working on that.
Yeah, they really are.
Okay, they have all their stuff, but yet they didn't merge them together. That's where they fucked up. I mean, come on.
Oh, no, they fucked up because they tried to merge it too quickly.
Well, yeah, in the cinematic. But I'm talking about, like, from TV to cinematic. Like, they literally could have done, like...
I still have a theory that come the CW crossover next year with Christ on Infinite Earths, that they might try and pull something together where the movies and the other TV shows and the CW-verse all kind of combine. I hope. I don't think it's going to happen. But it's a thought process that I think might happen.
It's a little hope of yours in that little DC lower brain of yours over there.
Exactly. So in this issue, the issue 49 of Tales of Teen Titans, we get Donna and Terry, you know, the whole preparations for the wedding. But as this is going on, I also want to take note that they're getting fitted for their tuxes and wedding dresses the day before the wedding.
Damn, they're ballsy.
They're also, filthy she's rich. A goddess. Yeah. So, well, let me rephrase that. She's the daughter of a goddess. And he's just a teacher.
That makes her a demigod.
Good point. Let's see here. But we do, in this issue, we have Wally West show up. And he's, you know, at Central City. He's taking on Dr. Light because Light, for whatever reason, thinks that he can go in Central City and win. I don't know. The reason I bring it up, though, is that Wally and Fran, his girlfriend, the one that has the magnetic powers, they are set to meet Barry. Wally basically tells Barry, it's like, hey, you know, if you need Kid Flash as a witness for your trial, I'm ready to be called. And I think Barry makes comments like, it'll be any time now, Wally, don't worry about it. I'll be fine. So, connecting to the Flash issues, which we will get. I think this is during the trial itself. So we haven't touched on those yet. But canonically, they have. So he just wants Barry to test out his blood because he's losing his powers, which is why he quit the team.
Yeah.
We find out that because he got his powers when he was a kid, when he was, you know, going through puberty, basically, his body's changing, which is changing his powers, and his body's rejecting the powers, which is that's why he's dying from it. Whereas Barry was already an adult when he got his powers, so he had nothing to change. We have the wedding itself in issue 50, which is fun because Garfield is basically thrust into the role of, I guess,
Master of Ceremonies?
Kind of. Like, he's directing where everything's going, and he wants everything to be perfect for Donna and Terry, but it's causing him a shit ton of stress that, you know, just... He didn't need, but it has. We have Raven. They were hoping Raven was going to show up to the wedding, but she is off in her own, nether plane or something. Because after the events of
taking on Hive
and almost losing control, she is trying to contact Azerath and commune with her to help keep Trigon down. As we'll check in the next episode, it doesn't work so well. Let's see here. Let's see, more wedding stuff, blah, blah, blah. Weddings are fun. Just kidding, they suck.
One and done.
Yep, same. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with part 2 to this Terror of Trigon lead-in story.